System, it's broken. 355-9970. All you have to do is text us here on Max FM. Well, I never thought you'd hurt me. I guess you live in love. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is, what time is it? It is 8:03. It's only 8:03, Finn. Oh, yay. It's going, yeah. It's going great. Thank you so much for listening this morning. And if you're like, what is happening? Why are they doing this? Why does this sound so weird this morning? And you missed the story. The computer system that we usually use as, you know, to play out everything we do, our commercials, our music, our liners, our jingles, all of it, news, it died. It's dead. It's not happy this morning. And Corey Hartman is at the station right now trying to fix it. Fingers crossed that it wants to, you know, be fixed. Otherwise, it's going to be me doing this all day long. And so I'm sorry for any initial, prolonged listening of this that you have to do throughout today. But we are working on it, I promise. So until
we're
then,
taking your requests throughout the morning hours. thank you to Sandy Castle, who just requested on our text line, the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line number 355-9970. Sandy just sent in a few more requests. Thanks, Sandy.
Love it. Love it. That was so good, by the way.
I'm a little out of practice. It's been a while
since. That was good. Yeah. I love it. I'm trying to find Marty's request here. There we go, from the Quad City DJs. Now, Marty texted in this morning a little earlier, and he wanted to hear Come On Ride the Train. Now, he says that this is a big one for his grandson. It's his favorite song that he likes to listen to with Grandpa as he rides the train through the entire house. Cool. So I love that. Now, I have to ask, though, I wonder if Marty plays the train or how that actually works.
How does that work out?
Yeah, because I know grandpas will do a lot of stuff just to get a few giggles, right? That's the way my dad was, too. He would have done stuff with Max when Max was little that I never remember him doing with me because he loved to hear the giggles. So I'm going to guess that maybe Marty and his grandson have a whole lot of fun. And his grandson just had a birthday last week. So happy birthday to
him.
And Marty... Okay, I got to get one slider up. Here we go. By the end of this, I'm going to be a pro. It's like doing old school radio, except everything keeps shutting off. All right, so Quad City DJs, just for Marty, off the request line this morning. Sandy, we will come to your request here in just a moment. My phone, I've got to set my screen.
You're doing great, Maddie.
I've got to set my screensaver to be on for more than 5 seconds at a time, because that would really help me out this morning. It's the Quad City DJs. Come and ride the train on Max FM. Maybe. Here we go. Here we go. Oops, I hit the wrong button. Okay, so let's go back. I was looking for a Stevie Wonder song since he celebrated his birthday, and then I cut Marty's song off. So we're going to hear Come On Ride the Train all over again. I feel like this is a moment where we can choo-choo this morning. We need to do that. Here we go. We'll try it again. Come on, ride the train. There is the Quad City DJs. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:14 right now. And Finn, we've got some bad news. We need to have a moment of silence right now for ENCO, the computer system that started us out here at Max FM. And also a moment of silence for our ratings because the hard drive is officially dead.
Oh, boy.
It's officially dead. Yes, Corey is doing his best at the station. So you and I might be doing this for a little bit here today. Why he frantically works to because again, rip the ratings and rip ENCO. Just a moment of silence, just a quiet moment as we remember all the good times that ENCO brought us over the years. Oh boy,
rest in peace, ENCO.
That's right, rest in peace. Yes, and by the way, that was a song Quad City DJs for Marty. And I did confirm with him in text that he does play the train with his grandson, and that's why Quad City DJs Come On Ride the Train is such a special song for him. Yeah. And so thank you for that request, saving us from ourselves again this morning. If there's something you want to hear, Sandy, we're going to get to your request here in just a few minutes as well, but if there's something you want to hear to help us out, 355-9970. Now, Stevie Wonder was celebrating a birthday today, and I didn't want to shortchange Marty on his request, which is why, even though it cut off, I went back to it, because we never want somebody to not hear the song that they requested. I accidentally clicked when I wasn't supposed
to. We actually got more Quad City DJs.
Yes, we did. Is that a good thing? I'm not sure. But we did ride the train, and we rode it a really long time this morning, so I guess all is good. I was thinking maybe I Wish by Stevie Wonder. That's a good song.
Okay,
what else
sure.
do I have yeah. for by him? I'm trying to go through like this entire Stevie Wonder library. If You Really Love Me, That Girl's a really good one. Superstition, You Are the Sunshine of My Life. Is there anything that's kind of coming to mind as I read these off to you that you'd really love to hear this morning?
I always think Sir Duke, but I know usually
yeah,
stay in the 80s
no,
and the
Sir
90s.
We have Sir Duke in our library too, or we did until, you know, ENCO died here today. But no, we can pull out some Sir Duke this morning.
I'll leave it up to you. I got the Duran Duran tune in. So,
all right. I'm just looking like lately. There's so many good Stevie Wonder songs. I don't really even know what to go with. Maybe we'll do some Sir Duke. Maybe I Wish. We'll pull out some good stuff. I mean, you know, I'm going to try to stay in the general vein of music that we play, but at the
same
time.
Maybe not I Just Called to Say I Love You.
No,
but maybe not that one.
No, we won't do that one. But we'll pull out some Stevie. I mean, I'm looking at some of his like early stuff too. Because, you know, coming from oldies radio, for Once in My Life, Sign Sealed Delivered, Fingertips. Oh. Yeah, those are all really, really
Sign,
good.
Sign Sealed Delivered. That is awesome. That is a great one.
Corey says, if we play Isn't She Lovely, we can play the 8-minute version.
Well, that takes up some time right there.
That will help us out. That'll definitely help out here this morning. Corey Hartman, you love Stevie Wonder. You're a huge Stevie Wonder fan. So if there's something you want to hear, since you're doing all the heavy lifting over there at the station. Oh, he says he's all about Sir Duke. All right. So I'll go back to that one.
Nice.
And we'll pull that one up and get that one all queued up and ready to go. In the meantime, I mean, I'm trying to keep this as normal as we absolutely can here this morning. So there is some stuff that I want to talk about, including, let's see, I got to go back to my page. So it turns out, Finn, that when we make mistakes in life, you know, the people always say, you got to go back, you got to do that again, and then maybe you won't make the mistake over again. Well, it turns out that that's not really the way we do things. And eventually we just say, screw it, and we stop trying all the way around, at least according to a new study. It turns out that we do learn from our mistakes, but only to a certain point. It specifically looked at mistakes made by surgeons because they have such a high pressure job. I mean, nobody wants to be. I always give surgeons credit because in some cases, like, somebody's life is in your hands, right? And you look at anybody in the medical profession, and that is not anything I would ever want to have on my, you know, like I would never want to be in that situation. Yeah. It found that when surgeons make mistakes early in their career, they tend to learn from them and get better. Well, that's good, because again, life in somebody's hand, somebody's life is in your hands. So then they're less likely to make that mistake again. But over time, messing up a surgery or losing a patient takes its toll emotionally, as I mean, we can all imagine, right? Then they start to distance themselves from their mistakes, or instead of blaming themselves, they start blaming external factors that they can't control. And once that happens, they tend to stop trying to learn from those missteps, and it can end up making them worse surgeons overall. Now, the researchers who did this particular study think that losing confidence has a lot to do with it, but it also might show that there's a limit to how much we can learn from our mistakes in general. Sometimes it's better to stop, regroup, and then try something a little bit different, according to these researchers. And I kind of get that. I mean, I've never been in a high-pressure situation, although I am sweaty a little bit this morning with everything going on. It's not high pressure, not life or death, though, here at Max FM.
That's so the thing. Aren't you glad that it's just trying to take care of the radio airwaves and not something really serious?
Yes, exactly. Because, again, I'm a little sweaty here this morning. But at the same time, I've never been in a high pressure situation like that, where literally you have somebody's life in your hands. And so I can't even imagine. And the fact that, you know, it's kind of interesting to me that after a certain point, we're like, whatever, you know, when it comes to our mistakes. And I don't know if I want somebody who's a surgeon or doing high pressure situations to be in that kind of situation. Like, right. I even think of our military, right? Like, would we want our military to be like, whatever? I mean, because their life, somebody else's life, you know, their entire unit's lives are in their hands sometimes. Yeah, so
it can't be a whatever kind of situation in those scenarios.
That kind of makes me nervous just a little bit. Oh, I just got an image from Corey Hartman. I don't know what he did. He pulled some magic, but it looks like maybe Enco is back. We'll keep our fingers crossed that it's not gonna, I know, oh my gosh. He's kind of a genius. Like, I don't try to tell him that very often, Finn, but my husband is kind of a genius. I don't want him to ever get a big head and know that that's what I think about him, but he's kind of that guy. He's kind of a genius when it comes to this kind of stuff.
So is this kind of the reincarnated Enco then?
I have no idea. So Corey Hartman, what is this? Is this like the most basic like version of Enco ever? He says it's Franken Enco. That's what he called it.
Awesome. It's alive, I tell you, alive.
All right, so here's what we're going to do, because he's still playing around with this, and I don't know how comfortable we are just switching over quite yet. So we wanted to hear Sir Duke. I know that we had some requests coming in yet this morning. So, Corey, I'm going to let you kind of tell me what you want to do here in text as we go, but we're going to go ahead, and we're going to play some Stevie Wonder, and we're going to play Sir Duke as we go ahead this morning. I want to take a quick look at the forecast right now. I'm trying to read and talk all at the same time, and my brain just is not functioning along those lines this morning. Mostly cloudy with some scattered thunderstorms and some showers this afternoon, especially that's when we could actually see more of the precipitation. 71 for a high today, and then partly cloudy tonight, down to 44. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine with a high near 68. It really looks like it's going to be a beautiful next couple of days.
You know, I just realized that I'm actually sitting here, and I could just turn the microphone on.
Hi! It's neat how radio works.
Yeah, it's neat.
You just warped in, and I was like, wait, that doesn't sound like Finn. And then I realized it was you. So there's that.
Okay. So, yeah, weather a little bit warmer, then a little bit cooler, then a little bit warmer.
It's going to be sunny. It's going to be sunny this week. And we aren't expecting the kind of rain we saw last week. Not like where I felt like I needed an arc last week. I mean, let's be honest, everybody. Who didn't feel like they needed web feet and an arc at certain points last week? So,
but yeah, 70s most of the week, and then maybe into the 80s for the weekend.
Ooh, so there we go. So how's it going there? I mean,
how's the patient doing?
You know, it was flatlined for a minute there, but... I think we might. I don't want to say anything. It's on.
Yeah, don't jinx it.
No.
Yeah.
It's on the screen, and that's all I'm giving you at this point.
Okay. All right. Well, that was a much better update than me trying to read, talk, and do other things all at once, because we all know that my brain does not operate like that.
Did you find Sir Duke, or do you want me to play it out of the
computer? No. I'm good. No, don't try that yet. Oh, my gosh.
I just did a search. Too soon. I did a search, and it came up, believe it or not.
We do have Sir Duke in the computer. Uh-huh. No, we're good. I got it over here. Dave Grant wants to hear some Nirvana this morning. I mean, like, we're just
Dave Grant doesn't get anything coming in 90 minutes later.
He's busy. He's got a day job.
Wow.
All right. Now, you told me I'm supposed to be ramping these songs. I can't remember. How long is the ramp on Sir Duke?
Seven or something.
All right. I mean, Corey, like, you act like we're, like, in the basics of what we normally do. I mean, we're lucky we're surviving here this morning, right? Like, we need more
thriving and less surviving.
Yeah, I'm a little sweaty. Like, I'm not a surgeon, but 16
seconds for you.
16 seconds. People are getting the making of. They're getting a look behind the curtain
sausage.
Into the. Yes, they're getting the whole deal
the
today.
The whole thing. All right, hit it, Maddie Jones.
All right, here we go. Hopefully, my phone keeps up with me. Here we go. Is it going to? There we go.
It is.
Yes.
Yay.
Oh, we like it when the horns start. 99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:28 right now. I'm looking at an Enco screen. We're going to hope that it goes well here, Finn. I mean, fingers crossed, toes crossed. Mm-hmm. I mean, any limb that you've got, we're going to cross it here today. I don't know what Corey Hartman did, but he's magical. We don't say that very often out loud, but yes, he's definitely magical at this point. So we still have some requests that I know came in, and we actually have in our Enco system. So we'll be nice to it, though. We'll go very slowly. We'll say nice things. Yeah. That's right. We'll talk sweetly to it. And you know, I'm not opposed to getting it something nice if it requests like it's something that it needs. I'm not opposed to doing that either. So we'll hope that Enco wants to stick with us a little bit today. All right, Corey Hartman, what do you need now? You're texting me again. All right, I'm not supposed to touch too much here this morning. Is what I'm being told. All right, so we're gonna go slowly here with it today. All right. In the meantime, I did want to talk about something that, boy, I could definitely use this morning. Welch's.
I'm guessing an adult beverage. Is that where we're going?
Yes, yeah, okay. I'm definitely needing an adult beverage today. And this is perfect if you're 21 but wish you were 12 and miss your juice pouches in your boxes. Yeah. Welch's just joined the canned cocktail trend and unveiled 4 flavors for the summer. Vodka cranberry, passion fruit mojito, watermelon mule, and grape juice flavored vodka transfusion. They're 5.9% alcohol, so they're a little stronger than your White Claws and most of your light beers. Their angle is they're better because they're made with real juice. You don't have to tell me anything. It's a Welch's. It's in a pouch or a box, and it's probably going to taste like Kool-Aid, and I'm okay with that. If somebody could hand over like a bunch of them this morning, that would be great.
Delivered directly to Goose Poop Pond. Nice.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, finally exactly. A product that I can actually get behind. I mean, can actually support this one. Yeah.
This sounds not bad. Like, I think I could actually tolerate these, you know, because some of these companies come out with these products, you know, like the dill pickle beer that we are still.
Yeah, we've had some doozies over the past few weeks.
Yeah, really, nobody needs dill pickle seltzer in their world. So I could totally get behind these Welch's things. Apparently, they are on some store shelves now, depending on where you live, but it looks like, you know, by Memorial Day, you're probably going to be able to pick these up basically anywhere where you like to get your adult beverages. So definitely, I guess, check that out. Again, I like things a little bit on the fruitier side. So especially with the adult beverages, it kind of depends on what I'm going for. But, you know, anything that makes me feel like I'm 10 years old again and happy on a summer night, I'm down with that.
10 years old, but with a little booze added.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. I was not allowed to do that, by the way, at 10 years old. My mama did have her rules, by the way. I was not allowed to do that. But I've talked about it before. When my kids were little, we had a group of friends, and we had our mommy juice pouches, and we would sit out in the driveway with fire pits and watching the kids ride their bikes on the sidewalk late into the night while they were having a whole bunch of fun. And we'd have our cooler down there, and we would say, no, 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 children, this is just for the moms. Your cooler is the big one over there, because they were essentially like frozen drinks in juice pouch form, and they were the best, and why I probably survived toddlerhood with Dexter. Just saying. Like, I'm just saying, that group of people and those mommy juice pouches are probably why I made it through toddlerhood with Dexter. I'm just being honest.
We appreciate your honesty. Sometimes it just happens when you're a parent, right?
Yes. He was my one. He was my one. We've all had the one. If you have multiple children, you know there's always the one that pushes the buttons that can make you crazier than any of the other children in the house. He was my one. He was the one. And he can still do it. He can still do it. And his dad just laughs. And his dad still laughs at him like he did when he was 3 years old. And then Dexter just makes it, you know, thinks that that's all the reason to keep going with whatever he's doing. So.
Encouragement. You should just be grateful that it's just the one. That's what I have to say about that whole deal.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. You had the multiple boys. Yes. Now, I do want to quickly talk about, because I'm being told I got to move on so we don't get behind and all of that good stuff here this morning, because we are going to combine some multiple stuff as we try to catch up from the computer downage that we had a few minutes, for most of the morning, a few minutes ago. Let's just face face it, most of the morning. But we do have cute little puppies and kitties over at the Sauk County Humane Society who need really great homes, Finn. So I did email you their photos. So you should have those. But let's talk about them really, really quickly. We're going to start with our dog of the week, who is Marcus. He is a two-year-old pity mix, came into the shelter as a stray. He's done well on leash walks. He's a favorite of volunteers. He enjoys fetch. He loves toys that squeak, and he is a cuddler. He appears to be house trained. He could share his home with children, but he needs to be the only pet in the home. You can check him out. He is neutered. He'll be microchipped and up to date on vaccines before he goes home. And he's just adorable. Isn't he cute? Yeah, my gosh. He's just got one of those happy little faces, doesn't he? And then we have our cat of the week, who is Lillian, a 7-month-old brown and black domestic short hair tabby. Isn't she just a precious little thing? She's sweet and affectionate. She's a little lady who wants nothing more than your company. She's proven to be a lap cat. She loves to cuddle. She purrs with the delight. She also enjoys exploring new areas, only to return to your lap for a lot more pets. She has big, beautiful green eyes, and she really, truly does. And she watches everything happening around her with those big, beautiful green eyes. She would definitely be a great companion. She'll be spayed, microchipped, and up to date on vaccines before she goes home. So if you are looking for a pet friend, make sure you check out Marcus. Make sure you check out Lillian, and really just see who the Sauk County Humane Society has to offer. They've got cats, dogs, and all sorts of critters that make really great pets right now. And of course, they do want to remind everybody it's kitten season. So they've got that low cost spay neuter clinic where they offer some low cost vaccines and microchipping as well. But they're usually scheduled out a few weeks. So definitely get with them and check on that. Make sure you get that appointment. And remember, over at the Sauk County Humane Society, always lots of ways to help those shelter pets. In fact, they have a few fundraisers coming up over the next few weeks. And you can find out more about that over on their Facebook page, as well as their website, saukhumane.org. All right, so wrap that up very, very quickly, because again, we don't want to get, I mean, really, is this morning much more of a disaster? But we're going to try to stay on top of things right now. A detailed look at your forecast coming up next here on Max FM. Also, your community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank.
Whether you're shopping new or pre-owned, we've got something that's just right for you at Backroad Baraboo Motors. Plus, with Baraboo to You, you'll get free shipping up to 100 miles and a 20-day, 500-mile vehicle exchange policy. And our top-notch Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram certified service team is here to help with all your maintenance needs. Follow us on Facebook at Backroad Baraboo and shop Baraboomotors.com. Then come see us to experience just how easy car buying should be.
Blast off! As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Feel the big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get match-to-money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. The Downtown Baraboo Farmers Market is back every Wednesday and Saturday from 8 a.m. until 12:30. Local growers, producers, and farmers will be on the square of Oak Street selling their items. The best way to stay up to date on all of the offerings is by going to the Baraboo Farmers Market Facebook page. Give them a like, and they'll post out the night before who'll be in attendance for the next day's market. Again, that's every Wednesday and Saturday, 8 a.m. until 12:30 from now until October. Reedsburg and Sauk Prairie will both be having their official community-wide garage sales this weekend, starting Thursday the 16th, running through Saturday the 18th. For the Reedsburg sales, pick up a directory at the Chamber of Commerce. Sauk Prairie has a PDF of all of the listings, and they also have a link for Google Maps. You can go to saukprairie.com to find all the details there. And the Reedsburg Library will be also hosting its book sale that's going to get started on Thursday the 16th, running all the way through Sunday the 19th. Sales include community donations of hardcover, paperback books, DVDs, VHS tapes, audiobooks, and magazines. Funds raised will be used for new items for the library's collection and programming for all ages. Again, this is happening at the Reedsburg Public Library. They've got their book sale starting Thursday, running through Sunday.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes nurse midwife Beth Adsit.
I was in nursing school. I got to witness a birth with a mom that was so strong, and then a midwife right there supporting her through her whole labor and birth. And that right there was such a big key moment in why I wanted to be a midwife and help women through this beautiful transition of life.
Learn more about nurse midwife Beth Adsit at ramchealth.com.
8:38 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Quick look at that forecast. A chance for some showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. 71 for a high today. Sun and 68 tomorrow. Then more sun on Wednesday with a high near 70. It's 62 now. For Sandy, here is Queen on Max FM.
Let's go.
She walks down the street with the pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, hey. Hey, I'm gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Just have to wait.
You Can't Hurry Love. There is Phil Collins. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 8:45 right now. And Finn, Corey Hartman has officially made his way to Racine. And so we are on our own. So Enco, let's behave today.
Let's hope.
let's just keep our fingers crossed that everything stays up and running. And I do want to thank everybody who is listening this morning, stuck with us, and also requested some music to help us out. We do appreciate it. And remember, if you ever want to text to hear a song, if you want to give us a birth date, if you just want to chat, 355-9970, that is the text line number. We do appreciate it, though.
Yeah, Sandy's request for another one bites the dust. Obviously, a long-distance dedication to your Enco system that has reportedly died.
Yes. I don't know what else you could say about that one. Even if it wasn't the intention, it was very, very appropriate. We're glad that we could have a sense of humor about it this morning. That's for sure.
We made it through it, though.
We did.
Somehow.
It was good. Yeah. It was good. We made it all work. I mean, I learned a few things and adjusted a few things as I was going there on the fly. So sometimes that's what you got to do. But it's a good thing I'm a great multitasker. Otherwise, that would have been, we would have had some issues.
Could have been worse.
Morning.
Yeah.
Could have been a whole lot worse. But thank you to everybody who kind of stuck with us here this morning. We do appreciate it. Now, we want to start our week out on a good note. We always like to give you a good reason to celebrate, you know, and really just make it through the week and get to another weekend. So let's talk about these calendar days here today. We've got some good ones on this list. There's a lot of good food ones as well. So I'm always down with that. So we're going to start out with one that's not that exciting, but sometimes it's necessary, especially this time of year if you're an allergy sufferer or if you have any of those icks that are going around or if the smoke from Canada, once again with wildfires, is just starting to get to you a little bit, which I've been perpetually stuffy again for days. As soon as it got hazy with that wildfire smoke, I was like, oh yeah, yep, here we go, because it's been
you
it's
don't
been
truly ever recover, do you?
I don't. No, I don't. And in fact, it was funny this weekend because both Corey and Dexter were making fun of me because I was so stuffy. Like, I couldn't even form some words or anything. No, I never. Like, I get a reprieve every once in a while where it's not as bad as it normally is. But even this weekend with the smoke, I've had just like this dull, stupid headache, like right above my nose, my bridge of my nose. It's just been right there. Nothing major, like not enough to even take Tylenol. Just like a dull little ache.
Just enough to bother you.
Just allergies because everything's so congested. It's pretty miserable. And because, of course, in this day and age, we can't trust people to actually get medicine that they're not going to do something nefarious with. Mm-hmm. And I'm always getting my medicine. I'm on my timeout right now. So I got to wait like a couple more days before I can go get the sinus medicine. And the lady at the pharmacy, the tech the other day, looked at me and she goes, "Now, I'm pretty sure that you're the type of person who's not making meth in your basement." And I was like, "No, I'm not. Thank you for that, though. Thank you that I don't allude that to the world." And she said, I was like, "I get it. You got rules. I totally understand. I'm not going to ask you to break the rules. I am miserable, but I will get through and I will be
but
back."
But no
in a few
breaking
days.
Bad going on at
no,
Goose Poop Pond.
No, that Walter is not White. Happening yeah. out here. And it's good that she recognized that that was probably not happening. But I appreciated that. But I'm not going to ask anybody to break rules because of me. I'll go back in a couple of days and get the stuff that works to clear everything out. But it's been
suffer
pretty miserable.
In the meantime,
yeah,
right?
it's been pretty miserable. At any rate, today is cough drop day. So if you're one of those people who's been sucking those down as of late, well, it turns out you're not alone. In fact, I went to get some the other day because of dry, scratchy throats. There wasn't like a cough drop on the shelf. Like you couldn't find anything. I was like, this is pretty insane.
So I got a question about this because I know we got to move along and I'll try to make this quick.
No, you're good.
So a few weeks ago, I had just gotten back from Ireland. Mm-hmm. Okay. We were about ready to open a production. Okay.
Yep.
And of course, as is wont to do when you're working on a musical, I got sick. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And
awesome.
I really lost my voice. So mm-hmm. I went searching for cough drops. Now, I have a couple of go-tos that I like, but one of the ones that I really like is eucalyptus, okay?
Sure.
Because it just opens everything up.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Okay? I could not find eucalyptus for anything. I searched and searched and searched, and there was no eucalyptus cough drops. Okay.
Interesting.
Now, there was a Yucca menthol or something like that. Wasn't the same thing. No. So is that a deal now?
I don't know.
I don't know.
A long time ago, I found the Ricola, like throw cough Ricola. Drops with the honey. Or whatever you pronounce it, with the honey and all of that kind of stuff. And I love those things only because they actually do help my throat, but they don't have that overpowering menthol. And when my husband gets sick, he's all about the Halls with the menthol. And I cannot handle those things. I do not like the flavor of them. They make me gag, but he's all about those. And so I tend to go with the Ricolas, and or again, however you pronounce it. But I can't answer that. But I can see why eucalyptus would work. Eucalyptus is a very strong it's like a little overpowering, but in a good way, right? Like that's how I always think of it.
And I tried the ones with the menthol, and usually menthol. I'm okay with menthol, but it just wasn't doing it.
I can't do menthol. I cannot do menthol. So I don't usually get too much of a sore throat. I just need something that kind of coats it so it's not itchy. It's not ever really sore. Sometimes it's just dry feeling and itchy, and that's really what I need. But yeah, I mean, my kid told me this weekend, he looked at me, Dexter did, and he goes, "You sound like you've had a cold now for about 6 months." And I was like, "Yes, that's how I actually feel. I feel like I've had a cold for about 6 months." It just wears on you, because some nights you don't even sleep very well. If you're an allergy person, you know this. Some nights you can't sleep really well because there's stuffiness that's happening. And then, you know, like your throat gets scratchy. Like I said, I've had this dullness, like dull, like headache and stuff like that. Just stupid stuff.
You can't sleep that way. You can't rest when that's going.
It's really miserable. And I think today is my day when I can go back and get like the nose medicines, over-the-counter nose stuff. So I'm hoping that with taking one of those will definitely help. Because I like the non-drowsy stuff, so I can take it during the day. I don't want the stuff that makes me sleepy. I have enough sleeping issues without being sleepy during the day as well. Today is also frog jumping day. So, you know, celebrating frogs that jump, frogs that like to jump, frog jumping contests, whatever it is, we are talking about frog jumping today. So there you go. I remember in elementary school in gym class, they used to always do these relay races where you'd have to bear walk. Sometimes you'd have to frog jump, all of that good stuff. It's also National Leprechaun Day today. Now, why isn't this back in March? Like, I don't understand. Why are we doing leprechauns in May? I'm confused. Used on this one, but
because somebody stole our lucky charms,
there we go,
and we had to search for the lucky charms, and now here we go.
There we are. It's tulip day today as well. That kind of goes without saying. They are blooming everywhere. In fact, our tulips are pretty much done already for the season out here on Goose Poop Pond. They're starting to lose their petals and everything, but they're gorgeous when they're in full bloom. National Women's Checkup Day is also today. This is where, ladies, we focus on our personal health. We talk with our healthcare providers about concerns. We get our checkups and we reduce, you know, all those things that we try to do to reduce our risks of some major health issues that might be encroaching or popping up on us, because let's face it, we're not getting any younger. So today is your day to really connect the mind, the body, and go have those checkups. I have my checkup coming up this week. Now, I have to tell you, I'm such a wimp about going to the doctor. My poor husband is coming back from Racine on Wednesday night, Thursday morning, so he can go with me to at least sit in the waiting room on Thursday. I hate going to the doctor. And my doctors are always wonderful people. I hate going to the doctor. And it's a long, long thing of lots of bad experiences over the years, especially when I was young and had endometriosis, you know, and stuff like that. So it's this whole thing that I have to get over, and I understand that, but I just really hate going. So it's like a support system. As long as I know somebody is there to, you know, be there if something goes wrong.
Yeah. And then but I'm it's good. Important. I mean, you I, have to is. Have it done. Yeah.
I hate going. It, like, I will be clammy and sweaty and really, really crabby until the appointment's over. And then my blood pressure will even go up because I'm going to the doctor. It's so ridiculous. Like, I've got to get over myself. It is also Top Gun Day today. This is a good one because, of course, we're talking about the movie. The action drama directed by Tony Scott, inspired by Top Guns, which was an article published in California Magazine in 1999. 1983. We know the movie. It stars Tom Cruise, of course, and then they had the reboot
remake.
or not even that. I guess it was just a follow-up, right? Just a couple of years ago. At any rate, it was released in New York City on May 12th, 1986, and released nationwide 4 days later. The creator of Top Gun had intended to have it celebrated on the anniversary of the film's release, but due to an error in graphics, it actually landed on May 13th, and they decided to keep it on that date and all the subsequent years. So there you go. Top Gun Day is officially today. Now, when it comes to the food ones, there's some good ones. I said this. International Hummus Day is today. I love some good hummus. Now, I know it's not for everybody, but I do love hummus. It's also National Fruit Cocktail Day today. My grandma was notorious for fruit cocktail and Jell-O, you know, popping open the can.
Yeah.
My grandma, that's how she liked to serve up her fruit cocktail. I like real fruit. To me, it'd be a fruit salad, probably not even a fruit cocktail. Now, going hand in hand with National Fruit Cocktail Day is just World Cocktail Day. Of course, we're talking about a good adult beverage. Whether you have the fruit in it or not, just have a cocktail. We all need one on a Monday.
With the morning that we've had, it doesn't
matter. I feel like
there's
a couple.
Right?
There's a couple that need to be had after this morning. And then we're going to round out with one of my favorites. It's National Apple Pie Day today. We actually celebrate this on May 3rd and December 3rd. Twice a year, we get to celebrate apple pie. And of course, we know that there are lots of places around the area that serve up some amazing apple pie. So get yourself a slice today and enjoy. Now, taking a look at this forecast right now, Finn, mostly cloudy with some scattered thunderstorms possible, especially this afternoon. 71 for a high today, partly cloudy, 44 tonight, then sun and 68 tomorrow. Wednesday looking equally as nice, mostly sunny and 70. It's 65 right now.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Hey guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
New plan. Ellen, you sign up for U.S. Cellular home internet. Madison, you bring me snacks while I stream the game. Let's do this.
Bundle and save on U.S. Cellular's new and improved home internet. Just $34.99 when bundled with a wireless plan. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details.
Big deals.
1, 2, 3. Oh, hi. Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
My toddler got into my cleaning supplies.
I might have taken too much medication. Do I need to go to the hospital?
When poison happens, Poison Help is here. We're the free 24/7 hotline that answers your poison questions. With expert advice from local professionals, available at no charge in over 100 languages, make the right call in a poison emergency. Call Poison Help, 1-800-222-1222, or visit poisonhelp.hrsa.gov.
Person that believes in making out once, love them and leave them fast.